The rain report for the week of June 26, 2009 will begin at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the rain report. I'm Half Holly, KC9RP. What are you doing or where will you be July 23 through the 26th? You really should come to Chicago and check out this year's Central States VHF Society 2009 Chicago Conference to be held in the Chicago suburb of Elk Grove Village. For the details, I turn to Hermit Carlson, 99XA, the conference chairman.
The 43rd annual Central States VHF Conference will be held in Elk Grove Village, and it's a premier gathering of VHF-UHF weak signal enthusiasts from across North America. We start with a convening poolside session over a Chicago-style pig roast, 6 p.m. Thursday, and get down to business on Friday with technical events that include an antenna range with measurements for antennas from 2 meters through 24 gigahertz. We have a preamplifier noise figure measurement, and our technical presentations start at noon. Also, we have a family program that day that offers a trip to the Chicago Lakeside Museum campus with visits to the Chicago's John G. Shedd Aquarium, the Field Museum of Natural History, and the Adler Planetarium. Marshall Williams, K5QE, will speak at the conference's Friday noon luncheon. The topic is K5N, the 6-meter grid de-expedition to EL-58. EL-58, for those that are not weak signal and VHF enthusiasts, is actually a very, very small grid square located in the very southern tip of Louisiana. The expedition is one of the first on-land expeditions to that grid square in decades. Friday evening, the weak signal flea market starts at 7:30 and will run for 2.5 hours, followed by some visits to the hospitality suites at the conference hotel. Saturday sports over 5 hours of technical presentations and poster sessions. Family outing is provided for trips to Woodfield. Woodfield Shopping Center is the nation's fourth largest shopping center. And then at 3 o'clock, the family and technical tracks then combine as Rod Bloxham, K0DAS, presents a talk of general interest, which is the search for Amelia Earhart. All the attendees and family members are welcome to hear the details of how radio engineering is being used to help solve the 72-year-old mystery of the disappearance of Amelia Earhart. And, of course, the conference hosting committee is very pleased to announce that ARRL president, Mr. Joel Harrison, W5ZN, a longtime Central States VHF Society member and active VHF operator, will be the keynote speaker for this year's conference banquet, which will be held at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. Advance registration and a separate fee is required in addition to the conference fee for the pig roast, the Friday luncheon, and the Saturday banquet. There will be no tickets available at the door for the Saturday banquet, so we're asking people to please register in advance. Our speaker lineup is in the technical presentations includes some very noted and interesting speakers. We have Al Ward, W5LUA, speaking on getting started on 13-centimeter moon bounce. Also, there's a talk about the AMSAT SuitSat 2 program by AMSAT's Gould Smith, WA4SXM. We have antenna modeling challenges with Kent Britton, WA5VJB, and John Kalinowski, K9JK, will present on the history of VHF-UHF sprints. There's a very interesting presentation by Russell Darwishes, KB8U, on an automated digital TV propagation logger that uses real-time Google Maps for the interface. A software-defined radio talk on the soft rock by Bill Davis, K0AWU. Steve Castro, N2CEI, will present a multi-purpose microwave signal source, and Ken Simmons, K5UHF, and Steve Hicks, N5AC, will present a paper on FlexVU and integrated VHF-UHF transverters for the Flex Radio 5000 system. Scott Lufkin, N0EDV, presents on the modification of an ICOM 251 for 2-meter transceiver use for dedicated transverter use. And Chuck Clark, AF8Z, presents on low-noise voltage-controlled oscillator tips There is a set of programs of interest to the operator and contester. Kevin Caulfield, W9GKA, presents on cyclic trends in VHF contesting. Todd Sprinkleman, KC9BQA, will speak on how to increase activity levels on VHF and UHF. And there will be a panel discussion with members of the VHF-UHF Advisory Committee as part of the program. So we have a very interesting and exciting set of speakers, actually 15 so far. This year we're going to try something different. The conference is offering remote registration, which will allow a person unable to attend the conference in person to view via two web streams the proceedings as they're presented.
Will they need to pay the same registration fee as those who are physically at the conference?
Yes, the registration is exactly the same. The difference is that we will send all of the material, the proceedings, and all of the conference material in advance of the conference. The person will then also receive a password and a sign-on for a two-stream audio-video connection that they can watch on their home internet connected computer that will allow them to see not only a camera shot of the speaker, but also the whiteboard of the presentation as the person gives it. We're hoping in this fashion that people who are unable to make the trip to Chicago can join in and participate. We're planning to have a manner where the person can present questions to the speaker.
I'm speaking today with Kermit Carlson, W9XA, chairman of the Central States VHF Society 2009 Chicago Conference. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Rain Report. No doubt there are some who are saying to themselves, this all sounds great, but God, it's really technical. Is there really going to be very much for me as a non-technical VHF user?
Absolutely. Hap, we've got a separate track of programs that will run on Saturday. In the morning, starting at 8:30, we have what's called VHF 101. It sets aside the very technical papers that might actually not be of interest to the beginner or to the person who's not technically oriented. This particular track will address some of the basic questions and problems, establishing a VHF, UHF station, participating in contests, learning a little bit about what it takes to become involved, and enjoying that this exciting aspect of the hobby. One of the things that we will have as a continuation of that in the afternoon will be a two-hour workshop where participants will actually construct a 440 megahertz Yagi antenna. The conference is being held this year at the Holiday Inn Elk Grove Village, which is convenient to the out-of-town travelers arriving at O'Hare Airport. Quite a few people come to Central States as a family vacation, and the family program shows one of the finer sides of Chicago with a bus trip down to the Chicago lakefront Friday morning, leaving at 8:45, the attendees' families will get transportation and a ticket good for admission to the John G. Shedd Aquarium, the Adler Planetarium, and the Field Museum of Natural History, some of the finest museums in the world. We are hoping that families will see a side of Chicago and the culture of the city that is unlike very many places in the world. The price is $50. It provides transportation and admission to the venues. They arrive back at the hotel about 4:30 in the afternoon in time for the traditional Friday evening dinner on your own, to be followed by the normal technical and ham type oriented program at 7:30. We start a 3-hour flea market for weak signal enthusiasts, and the ladies have a night out to a dinner club. The family program on Saturday is a field trip to the Woodfield Mall. The Woodfield Mall transportation to and from the hotel as part of the conference registration is provided completely free. Typically, our conference registration fee is $50. We have two special reduced fees. We have a Saturday only, which is available for $30. We have two special prices for people wanting to come to the Saturday only VHF and above 101 Getting Started program, the admission is $10. We do have a free admission for the youth conference fee. You join the membership at $5, and admission to the conference is free for people ages 18 and under who are students. Now, this does not include a copy of the proceedings, but we thought it was important to be able to generate interest in the younger amateur community. So students 18 years and younger are welcome to come, join the society for $5, and they get entrance to the entire conference both Friday and Saturday for free. The meals are extra. We decided it was the best way to handle that. That gives everybody their particular dietary interest. Not everybody wants to go to a large banquet, and not everybody wants to go to a luncheon or have breakfast. So all of the meals are broken out separately.
How do folks register who are planning to physically attend the conference? And for those who want to be a remote attendee?
We're accepting registrations for the conference to walk-ins Thursday night and Friday. Some of the dinners, banquets, and some of the events actually do have limited seating. Those aspects of the conference are only available on a room available or seat available spot. However, up to 2 days before the event, we're accepting registration for both the actual attendees and the remote registrants online. It's very easy to do. They go to our website for the Central States VHF Society, csvhfs.org, and look up the registration page, and that will take them to a form that they fill out. If they're remote registrants, underneath where they fill out their name and call sign, there is a box that they check for video streaming. And the way the website's designed is once they click on that, the website will refresh and give them the alternative to pick up the remote registration video streaming, and if they want an extra set of proceedings. If they actually want to attend using the same website, simply click on what they would like to attend, and the menu will take them through the various options that are still available at that time. Registrations are going very well at this point, Hap. We're very close to filling up the hotel, and we believe that the remote registration will be quite well received. All of the lunches, various dinners, and banquets are all extra. I'd be more than happy to take any questions by email, w9xa@arrl.net, w9xa@arrl.net.
I've been speaking today with Kermit Carlson, W9XA, Chairman of the Central States VHF Society 2009 Chicago Conference, to be held at the Holiday Inn, Elk Grove, Illinois, in suburban Chicago, Thursday, July 23 through Sunday, July 26. For more information, go to www.csvhfs.org. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2009 Rain. All rights reserved. Now for everyone at Rain, I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.